Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Okay, good evening. Good evening and hello to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, September 24, 2013. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you're listening. And remember, we're live most Tuesdays with rebroadcasts of special programs on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And there is a link on my website to access the radio programs. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, again, yes, on Blog Talk Radio. Now, realize broadcasts or rebroadcasts can be from as far back as 2006, which we're not all done here on Blog Talk Radio. So don't be thrown by a reference to a different radio station. And, of course, to call into the program this evening, call 619-789-6835. That's 619-789-6835. Or you can send an instant message during this show through the link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Now, to find the program without subscribing to my e-card, by that I mean if you're trying to find the program from the Blog Talk Radio webpage, you need to enter my name or the name of the program in their Blog Talk Radio search engine or search box. Any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094 after the program. Now, for those of you who are new to the station, on this program we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last week, all week, we did rebroadcasts. Now, if you missed any of those programs, you can go to my website, www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the show. Now, next week, my live guest Tuesday, October 1, 2013, will be Russ Whitney. He's the author of Inner Voice, Unlock Your Purpose and Passion. For appointments with me, face-to-face or remote, and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. Now, remember, you can purchase an autographed copy of the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and you can do that on my site. Again, www.amtherapies.com. Go there to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter, Alternative Medi. And don't forget, eat right for your type and new skin supplements and beauty products, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, today, when we come back after the news, I'm going to be talking with Raymond Francis. Yes, you know the name. He's been here many times. But this time, he's going to talk about his recent book, Never Feel Old Again. You'll remember in the past, we've talked about Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again, and Never Fear Cancer Again. But now we're going to focus on Never Feeling Old Again. At the end of tonight's program, we will discuss the herb barberry and the asana. Well, we're going to start the Sirsasana cycle, so I'm going to do one or two of the postures in there. Okay, now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, this comes from Science Daily, Chasing the Black Holes of the Ocean. This came out September 23, 2013. According to researchers from ETH Zurich and the University of Miami, some of the largest ocean eddies on Earth are mathematically equivalent to the mysterious black holes of space. These eddies are so tightly shielded by circular water paths that nothing caught up in them escapes. The mild winters experienced in northern Europe are thanks to the Gulf Stream, which makes up part of those ocean currents spanning the globe that impact on the climate. However, our climate is also influenced by huge eddies of over 150 kilometers in diameter that rotate and drift across the ocean. Now, their number is reportedly on the rise in the Southern Ocean, increasing the northward transport of warm and salty water. Intriguingly, this could moderate the negative impact of melting sea ice in a warming climate. However, scientists have been unable to quantify this impact so far because the exact boundaries of these swirling water bodies have remained undetectable. George Haller, professor of nonlinear dynamics at ETH Zurich, and Francisco Baron Vera, research professor of oceanography at the University of Miami, have now come up with a solution to this problem. In a paper just published in the Journal of Fluid Mechanics, they develop a new mathematical technique to find water transporting eddies with coherent boundaries. The challenge in finding such eddies is to pinpoint coherent water islands in a turbulent ocean. The rotating and drifting fluid motion appears chaotic to the observer, both inside and outside an eddy. Haller and Baron Vera were able to restore order in this chaos by isolating coherent water islands from a sequence of satellite observations. Now, to their surprise, such coherent eddies turned out to be mathematically equivalent to black holes. So no escape from the vortex. Black holes are objects in space with a mass so great that they attract everything that comes within a certain distance of them. Nothing that comes too close can escape, not even light. But at a critical distance, a light beam no longer spirals into the black hole. Rather, it dramatically bends and comes back to its original position, forming a circular orbit. A barrier surface formed by closed light orbits is called a photon sphere in Einstein's theory of relativity. Now, Haller and Baron Vera discovered similar closed barriers around select ocean eddies. Now, in these barriers, fluid particles move around in closed loops, similar to the path of light in a photon sphere. And as a black hole, nothing can escape from the inside of these loops, not even water. It is precisely these barriers that help to identify coherent ocean eddies in the vast amount of observable data available. According to Haller, the very fact that such coherent water orbits exist amidst complex ocean currents is surprising. Eddies as water taxis. Okay, because black hole type ocean eddies are stable, they function in the same way as a transportation vehicle, not only for microorganisms such as plankton or foreign bodies like plastic waste or oil, but also for water with a heat and salt content that can differ from the surrounding water. Now, Haller and Baron Vera have verified this observation for the Agos Rings, a group of ocean eddies that emerge regularly in the Southern Ocean off the southern tip of Africa and transport warm, salty water northwest. The researchers identified 7 Agos Rings of the black hole type, now which transported the same body of water without leaking for almost a year. Now, Haller points out that similar coherent vortices exist in other complex flows outside of the ocean. Now, in this sense, many whirlwinds are likely to be similar to black holes as well. Even the Great Red Spot, a stationary storm on the planet Jupiter, could just be the most spectacular example of a black hole-type vortex. Quote, mathematicians have been trying to understand such peculiarly coherent vortices in turbulent flows for a very long time, explains Haller, end quote. Notably, the first person to describe ocean eddies as coherent water islands may well have been the American writer Edgar Allan Poe in his story, A Descent into the Maelstrom. He envisioned a stable belt of foam around a maelstrom. Now, this served as inspiration for Haller and Baron Vera, who went on to find these belts, the oceanic equivalent to photon spheres, using sophisticated mathematical formulas. Now, their results are expected to help in resolving a number of oceanic puzzles, ranging from climate-related questions to the spread of environmental pollution patterns. talking about the eddy in the Gulf of Mexico. Just after the publication of Haller's and Berenvera's results, Josefina Olascoaga, also a professor of oceanography in Miami, tested their new mathematical method. She unexpectedly found a large black hole-type eddy in the Gulf of Mexico. Olascoaga now uses her finding to assess the coherent transport of contamination from a possible future oil spill. Now, I know that was kind of long, but I thought it was worth the time. Okay. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard. And we'll be back with our guest, Raymond Francis, author of Never Feel Old Again, One Disease, Two Causes, and Six Pathways to Wellness.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies here in Pennsylvania. For face-to-face and remote secure video conference appointments, call 866-472-6094. To call in during the program, call 619-789-6835. We are here this evening with Raymond Francis, author of Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Sad Again, Never Fear Cancer Again, and now with a new book, Never Feel Old Again. Just to tell you a little bit about Raymond, let me stop this. Raymond Francis, as most of you know, is a chemist. And he's an internationally recognized leader in the emerging field of optimal health maintenance. He is chairman and CEO of Beyond Health Corp, a supplier of highly advanced health education and world-class health-supporting products to the public. Raymond Francis is the publisher of Beyond Health News, author of the Pathways to Health newspaper columns, and host and producer of the radio talk show An Ounce of Prevention. He lives in San Rafael, California. Hello, Raymond. Good evening.
Well, good evening to you. It's nice to be back with you again.
Yes, it's wonderful having you again. It doesn't really feel like it's been that long, but
it really doesn't. We're like old friends, and we pick up where we left off.
Yes, most definitely. This new book, okay, Never Feel Old Again. And what's unique is that even though the solution is similar for each one of the foci of your books, they all have a different approach or attack to something that we've heard a lot about or talked a lot about. You talk about there being one disease, cellular malfunction, two causes, deficiency and toxicity, and six pathways to wellness: mental pathway, nutrition pathway, physical pathway, genetic pathway, toxin pathway, medical pathway. Now, since we're focusing on aging, or not aging rather, why don't you sort of start us off with what causes us to age, or what that symptomology is all about?
Well, you know, we all understand everything ages. You know, the universe is aging. And your car ages, your television set ages, everything ages. But in our context, aging is a mistake. you know, the loss of function, the diseases and the disabilities that we associate with aging, that we think is normal, really isn't. This is a mistake, and it's a mistake that you don't have to make. So the way we age is a mistake because we accelerate the aging process to the point where we lose function, we get all these diseases, we become disabled, we other people have to care for us. You know, you see people in a nursing home barely functioning, and somebody's wheeling them around in a wheelchair, and none of that has to happen because that's accelerated aging. And an accelerated aging is really a disease process. So, and we know how to control the disease process. So we can control this. We don't have to do it. We'll all age, but you can age very, very gracefully, and you won't have any of these diseases. You won't have the loss of function. You won't have the disability. And eventually you'll die of old age, which is what used to happen. Nobody dies of old age anymore. Everybody's dying of heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes, and they're not dying of old age anymore. And we have to get back to dying of old age and not dying of these diseases. So we can do it. You know, you can take two cars, you know, brand new in the showroom, and 10 years later, one of those cars will still look brand new and still run just as good as new, and the other car will be ready for the junkyard. What's the difference? You know, the difference is in how you've maintained the car. Did you change the oil? You know, did you change the transmission oil? Did you, did you put in new batteries? Did you put in new brakes? Did you put
was
in
it
new
on the street? Was it on the street?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's how you cared for the car that matters. It's the same thing with the human body. It's how you care for it that matters. But there is a difference between us and cars. Your car is, you know, you are self-repairing. The car isn't. You put the car in the garage overnight, and you know, the next morning it still has the same wear and tear on it. And eventually it costs you money to replace the tires and the brakes and everything else you have to replace. The human body is self-repairing. So when you park you in the garage overnight, you wake up in the morning, all the wear and tear for yesterday should be repaired. So you're as good as new. But we're not doing that because in order to do the repairs, you need repair materials. Where do those repair materials come from? Well, they come from your diet. And then you also need repair machinery. And you've got to keep that machinery nice and oiled and in good maintenance and keep it humming along. But we're not doing that because we expose ourselves to tremendous amounts of toxins, and the toxins disable the repair machinery. So we've got two things going on here. One, we're not giving ourselves the repair materials that we need, and two, we're disabling the repair machinery. So all of us wake up in the morning with repair deficits. And then tomorrow morning, another repair deficit. And the next morning, another repair deficit. And pretty soon, you're in a nursing home with somebody wheeling you around in a wheelchair because you can't function anymore. You've just broken down. Well, it doesn't have to be that way, because if you are aware of these processes, then you can consciously make choices to give yourself all of the repair materials that you need every day. You've got to learn how to eat a good diet and be sure you do eat a good diet. You've got to get on good, high-quality supplements. Low-quality supplements will not do. They won't do the job. And then you've got to make sure that you limit your exposure to environmental toxins and also take active measures to get stored toxins out of the body. If you do these things right, the body will go into the repair mode, will repair you every night when you go to bed, and you wake up in the morning with all the repairs done, and this keeps you biologically younger than your chronological age, and that's what you want to do. What you really want to do is you want to die young, as
yes,
old as possible.
As young. I love that quote. Yes,
as old as possible.
Young as old as possible.
And you can do that. And look at me, you know, at age 48, I almost died. I mean, my death was a medical certainty at age 48. In a couple of months, I'm going to be 77. And I feel fabulous. I feel like I'm in my 20s. I function like I'm in my 20s. I'm never, ever tired. My brain functions. I'm as sharp as a tack. And every 5 years, we measure my arteries, and we've measured my arteries 4 years ago now. And 4 years ago, they were down to age 25, so they're probably down to about age 22 or something by now. And my goal is to have the arteries of a teenager by the time I'm 80 years old. So you can do that. Well, how do you do it? Well, the body is a self-repairing system, and if you help it to repair, it'll actually make you biologically younger. So you can actually reverse the aging process if you do it right. So, and at the very least, you can slow down the aging process, but if you do it right, you can reverse the aging process, become biologically younger than your chronological age, and then you can die young at the oldest possible age.
Well, what is the key to actually getting people to dare to try to follow these suggestions that we make to them, it's just so they can at least start? I actually was speaking to one of my clients who I've been talking to for a long time, who has finally started listening to the suggestions that I've made, and he's gotten your book, and he's just now raving about all of these changes that have occurred. His blood pressure, I mean, not blood pressure, his diabetes medication has been changed to a weaker supplement, drug. I mean, he's just vibrant in all of this. Why does it take so long? Or what is it we're not saying to people that gets them the confidence to just go ahead and devote a couple of months to doing the right thing to see a change?
Well, you're a psychologist. You know how,
I know that
how
was rhetorical.
Difficult
I was sort of
it is to get somebody to change. And then, you know, these are new ideas to people. All human progress throughout all of history, all human progress has been the result of new ideas. And yet the one thing that has been the most feared, the most attacked, the most vilified, the most hated is new idea. So, you know, you're up into the human condition here. It's difficult to get people to change, and they're very slow to adapt and to accept new ideas. But this is something that we have to do because we have a crisis, and this crisis isn't going to go away, and it is threatening to bankrupt our country. I'm going to be making a speech in a couple of months about the biggest single problem facing the world in the 21st century. And that problem is global aging. Never in history have there been so many old people. And all of these people have been promised pensions. They've been promised health care. And these are demographic realities that are unique to human history, never happened before, and they're unstoppable. And there simply isn't a sufficient number of young people to pay the bills. I mean, just think, this is 2013 right now. By 2030, not too many years away, the United States will have twice as many retirees, but only 15% more young people to support them. The result is an economic catastrophe that is threatening to bankrupt all the industrialized powers, a financial and economic meltdown unseen before in the history of the world. And nobody is addressing this problem because they're afraid to.
Suggest they do? Suddenly have more children?
there are changes that require immediate and major sacrifices. For example, when you crunch the numbers, and this isn't my opinion, this is arithmetic, okay? You know, when you crunch the numbers, we need to raise the Social Security retirement age to 79. Now,
oh my word. We're talking about
find a politician who's going to run on that platform. They're not. So the result is the changes are not being made, and the problems get worse every single day. And it's catastrophic. It's not only the United States, you know, all of Europe, even China has global aging problem. Japan, all of the industrialized countries are facing economic catastrophe because of global aging, and nobody is addressing the problem because it's politically dynamite to even talk about it. If you talk about it, people don't even know about this problem because nobody's talking about it. Because if you talk about it, people say, well, okay, if you know the problem, do something to solve it. Well, the only thing to do to solve it...
You have so many people who are hardly healthy enough in their 60s to be able to retire and have a decent life. If they had to wait till they were in their 70s, most of them wouldn't be alive. So I don't know.
That's exactly right. And not only that, look, our young people, the young people are going to have to work to support all these old people. And our young people are old and sick. We're measuring 30-year-olds with the biological markers of 80-year-olds. A couple of years ago, we measured a group of 10-year-olds. They had the biological markers of 45-year-olds.
So I guess you're saying 45, if everybody's healthy, or then they can withstand working till they're in their
later. Of course. Oh, absolutely.
They may not want
healthy.
I mean, that's a long time. Oh, my
goodness.
Well,
look at me. I'm going to be 77. I work a seven-day week. I mean,
yeah, but you're doing something you love and enjoy. You're not doing
of course,
some repetition.
I'm so healthy. I could do anything. I mean, I could be making cars. I could be, I'm healthy. I could do anything. And so this is what we need. There is a solution that anybody can do for themselves, for their family, and for our country, and for the world, really. And that's to teach themselves how not to get old and how not to get sick. And that's why I wrote Never Feel Old Again. Never Feel Old Again. It teaches you how not to get sick, how not to get old. So there's a win-win solution here. We don't have to, if everybody was healthy, we wouldn't have to raise the Social Security retirement age. We wouldn't need to do that because, we're running up the bills here because people are sick.
Right.
And Medicare alone will bankrupt the U.S. government. That alone will bankrupt the government because it's just so enormous. So if we stop people from getting sick, all those costs go away, and everybody wins. You win because you feel better. Your family wins because you're still there and they love you. Your country wins. The world wins. Everybody wins. So let's get on with it.
You certainly lay it out very clearly in your book. People can't get your book and read it and be confused about what to do. That is for sure. So if they will at least get the book and get started, they will certainly have a very good blueprint that is certainly clear enough and easy enough for them to get started with. They just have to go ahead and get the book and get started.
Right. And the thing is, I write my books for the average person, that it's easy to understand. I mean, a child can understand it.
It's easier. The whole concept is simpler. Those of us who are practitioners, if we focused on the one disease and those two causes you talk about, deficiency and toxicity, it makes everything simpler. It makes the whole approach to wellness so much simpler. You don't have to keep track of a variety of symptomology because you're dealing with just one set of realities. And it just boggles my mind that more people don't use it as their medical Bible.
Well, it's a tip. Some people do, but you've just got to educate more of them. But aging, very simply, and I want the audience to understand this very clearly. aging is repair deficits. Mm. You know, when that car is ready for the junkyard, it's the result of repair deficits. Mm. You know, I've seen cars that are 100 years old that look like new and still run like new. What's the difference? It's in the maintenance. And the same thing with you. Aging is repair deficits, and you can learn how to keep your body in good repair, how to give it the materials that it needs, how to keep the repair machinery functioning. And when you do that, it's just a miracle. And then people say, oh, I don't want to give up my ice cream, or, oh, I don't want to give up my, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you something. Nothing tastes as good as health feels. Mm. Being healthy feels so fabulous that I would never, I have no desire to eat junk food at all. None. Because I feel so fabulous and I don't want to change that. I don't want to jeopardize that.
And you talk about making health a habit as opposed to, I guess, candy and sweets a habit. You can get any, yes. You can get out of any habit that you want to get out of in that sense. But, yeah, make health the habit. You're right.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of making different choices. When you go to the restaurant, what are you going to order? Well, choose this instead of that. You know, if they're going to have, you know, if they're going to have, sometimes you go there, they'll have an entree with a vegetable and potatoes. Well, I ask them for two vegetables and hold the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, but better for you. And things like toothpaste. Toothpaste is a deadly poison. You read the label sometime, and there'll be a warning on there saying, you know, if you swallow more than a small amount of this, you know, call the poison control center, you know, rush to the hospital, you know, get an ambulance, you know, help, you know. You know, one tube of toothpaste is sufficient to kill a small child, and people use this poison every single day. Well,
a couple of times a day.
A couple of times a day. And there are brands of toothpaste that are perfectly safe. Well, buy a safe brand. You see, it's so simple. You don't have to give up your toothpaste. And it's the same thing with shampoo. I mean, shampoo is a deadly poison, you know. And those toxins go right through the skin, right through the, you know, you get into your bloodstream. And, there are safe brands. So buy a safe brand. You know, what's so difficult about this? It's just a matter of making a few different choices and knowing what those choices should be. And the results add up. You see, here's the problem. And people say, oh, I can't do that. That's you know, too much, or that's fanatical. Or you know, you don't have to be a fanatic. You don't have to be perfect. I'm not. You see, most people today are doing most things wrong most of the time, and it's making us sick and old. Turn it around. Do most things right most of the time, and it's like a miracle. And there's the secret. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a fanatic. Just start doing most things right, and the whole thing turns around. It's wonderful.
On that note, we'll be going to break. Folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzer. Now, follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. And go to my website, www.amtherapies.com. You will find a link for purchasing blood type diabetes. And we'll be back with Raymond Graham, author of Never Feel Old Again.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard. Now, my live guest next week, October 1, 2013, will be Russ Whitney, author of Inner Voice, Unlock Your Purpose and Passion. At the end of that live program, we will discuss the herb bayberry and the asana, sirsasana, while we do some more of the postures in that cycle. Now, check the website to see who my rebroadcast guests will be next week, October 2 and 3, 2013. For your information, my live guest, October 8, 2013, will be Donna Stone, author of Healthy You. We are back with Raymond Francis, author of Never Feel Old Again, Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again, and Never Fear Cancer Again. Okay, Raymond, let's continue here. We've sort of covered a lot of things to bring people up to speed. Now, and I think the thing that makes your approach so different and unique, we talked about its simplicity. And one of the things I think that should be obvious by now, your focus is on prevention and solutions that are non-invasive. Can you give an example of something, a pathway that might address, say, I don't know, something related to aging, maybe hair loss or thinning hair? If a client came to you concerned with that, because people always come based on a symptomology, what would you say? What would be the first thing you'd tell them?
Well, you know, anything that you're looking at, like hair loss or aging skin and things like that, you know, those are repair deficits. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were producing healthy new cells as you should be, then these things wouldn't be happening. People are always complimenting me on how wonderful my skin looks. I mean, here I am. I'm going to be 77 very shortly. My skin looks very young. Why? Because it's self-repairing, and it keeps itself in good repair. So I look much younger than my age, and my skin looks very, you know, women especially. I'll be at a dinner party or something, and people say, "Oh, your skin looks so beautiful." They wish they had skin like that. And I say, well, it's easy to do. So that's the secret is, again, to keep yourself in the repair mode. And there are simple things that you can do, simple measurements that you can do and that you must do, really. And that's, for one thing, is to measure your pH. At beyondhealth.com, you can get a pH paper, and what you want to do is measure your first morning urine and your first morning saliva and make sure that you're in the normal range. And in my books, I talk all about how to do that and what the normal range is. The normal range is 6.5 to 7.5. You want to keep your pH in that range. Now, if you do that, you will be able to create healthy new cells, and that's how you do your repairs. If you don't keep the pH normal, and most people are too acidic today, most people eat an acidic diet, and their pH is acidic, you will not be able to generate the voltage in your body that you need to create a healthy new cell. So now you're into falling apart. You know, the cells get old, they wear out, they die, and if you're not replacing them with healthy new cells, you've got repair deficits, and you're aging. And one way to control this process is to measure your pH and make sure you keep your pH in the normal range, and that will help to keep you making healthy new cells. And I measure mine not every day now, probably, you know, twice a week, maybe three times a week sometimes, to just make sure that my pH is kept in the normal range, and that keeps my cells creating healthy new cells.
Okay, well, now let's talk on the other end with toxins and talking about the same issue of hair loss or thinning hair. There are people who will get cortisone shots, for example, in the scalp to stimulate hair growth. What kind of toxic results would something like that have?
Well, I wouldn't do something like that. It may actually work. So I'm not saying it's not going to work, but the cost is probably more than you want to spend. The biological cost, cortisone, even a little bit of it can see all the hormones. The body has about 50 different hormones, and they're all in a very, very delicate balance. It's like a symphony, and it's this delicate balance of the hormones plays beautiful music. And sometimes you need a little bit more on the French horns, and sometimes you need a little bit more on the violins, and sometimes a little bit more on the brass section, But you've got all these hormones playing this beautiful music, all in delicate balance. When you artificially introduce a hormone into the body, guess what? You throw all the others out of balance. And so you ruin the beautiful music. Now, you might get the result that you were after. Say, for example, you say, well, all right, I'll get more hair. Well, maybe you do get more hair, but at what cost? The cost is disrupting everything else in your body, and that's not a good deal. That's not something you want to do. It's not something I would do for certain. So you've got to be careful with injecting things into the body that can disrupt the normal function. And what we do today, I mean, heavy metals, for example, almost every American has too much mercury, too much lead, too much arsenic in their body. And this shuts down repair machinery. Just a very, very small amount of mercury can shut down repair machinery and then create repair deficits as a result of that. And the mercury also can produce free radicals that damage cells. So the mercury is damaging cells and preventing the repair of the damaged cells. So it's a double whammy. So everybody needs to be measured. If you go to the doctor for a normal checkup, the doctor should check your heavy metals, should give you a heavy metals challenge test to see if you have heavy metals in your body, and then safely remove them if you do, because they screw up your machinery and you don't want to do that.
So it's oftentimes the things we think we're doing to improve a deficit cause more trouble because they're so toxic. So a lot of basically what you want people to do is get everything normalized in a natural way. Then you can tell what the problems are that you have to tweak one way or another with exercise or, whatever.
The body knows how to do everything. You're born that way. The body knows how to do everything. What you have to do is help it instead of interfere with it. And today, we interfere with it. And if you help it to do what it knows how to do, it'll keep you in good repair, it'll keep your body in balance, keep it in what we call homeostasis, and you will live a very long, very healthy, fully functional life until your very last days. So that's a better way to live. I mean, that's a win-win way to live.
Well, now, before we go...
I'm trying to do.
Before we go much further along, could you share your website address and any other contact information you'd like at this point?
Sure. Well, my website is beyondhealth.com, and that's two words stuck together, beyond, BEYONDHEALTH, beyondhealth.com. And if you go there, right on the front page, you can sign up for a free weekly newsletter that is filled with good health information, comes out weekly. It's absolutely free. I recommend it to everybody. It's called News Clips. And right on the front page, go to beyondhealth.com, sign up for News Clips. All you need to do is put in your email address so that we can know where to send it to. And then there's an 800 number. If you're not on the web and you want information, there is an 800 number, and that's 800-250-3063. And that's also on the website as well. But, you know, the health is a choice, folks. You know, we aren't told that. We don't come with a maintenance manual. You know, new car comes with a maintenance manual, tells you, you know, when to change the oil, and we don't. And so we do it all wrong. And that's why I wrote Never Be Sick Again. That's kind of, you know, the maintenance manual tells you what to do to keep yourself functioning right.
Okay, could you touch on... Go ahead.
I say Never Feel Old Again, of course, is the newest book, and it contains all of my latest thinking and all of the latest research. So Never Feel Old Again is really the epitome of all of my books because it contains the latest research.
Now, could you sort of talk, because most of the time people don't talk a lot about the mental pathway, and they don't talk a lot about the genetic pathway. So could you sort of elucidate a little bit about what you're talking about when you talk about the mental pathway toward wellness?
Sure. Well, you know, these pathways, what they are, there are six of them. So envision two cities. One city is called health, and the other city is called disease. And there are six major highways connecting these two cities. And one of these major highways is called the nutrition pathway, and another the toxin pathway. And then there's the mental pathway. And a lot of people don't realize how important the mental pathway is. You know, you are what you eat. There's no question you are what you eat. I mean, think of your body. You started as one cell. And now you're multi-trillion cell organisms. You're a big thing. And how did you get to be a big thing? Well, you got that way by eating, and you are made out of what you ate. So if you eat garbage, your body's going to be made out of garbage. It's as simple as that. And today most people are eating garbage. You know, if you eat the average American diet, it will not keep a human being healthy. Simply won't. But you know what? In the mental pathway, you are what you think. You are what you think. And so you have to be careful what you think. You have to be careful what you eat, and you have to be careful what you think, because if you're constantly putting negative vibes into your body, and you know, this is not woo-woo, and this is not opinion. They've done many well-done studies on this. People who put stress on themselves, people who have anger issues, people that, you know, there's a whole, anger will kill you. I mean, it's been worse than arsenic. I mean, that'll just chew up your body like crazy. So you don't want to be doing that to yourself. I had a woman come to me once. She had metastasized cancer. She had had a divorce 20 years earlier, very, very nasty divorce. But she relived that divorce every day. So she ran that movie over and over again every single day for the last 20 years, and it finally gave her cancer. And now she wants to know what to do about her cancer. Well, you know, you cannot put that much negativity into you, because every thought has a biological consequence. See, we think of, oh, it's just a thought. No, no, no. Every thought has a biological consequence. You cannot have a thought without a biological consequence. And we know from well-done studies that negative thoughts have negative biology, and positive thoughts create positive biology. And the kind of thoughts you can put in are just as much a choice as the food that you eat. So I think it's very important that people understand that a thought is not just a thought. It is a very important thing. It has a biological consequence, and if you are constantly in negative thoughts, you will get sick, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, and the genetic pathway, I think a lot of people feel oftentimes, well, you have genetic predispositions, and that's going to be
right.
The outcome. That has, you know, that's an outcome-determined reality.
And as you know, yeah, that's not the truth. And but most people think it is. Genes run our lives, folks. But if we ask the question, who runs the genes? The answer is you. You see, genes are like a computer program on your computer. They're programmed to do certain things. And when you click on them and you ask them to do those things, they do them. But it's you who click on them and tell them to do that. Now, there's about, oh, maybe 30% of our genes that operate normally, and, you know, they determine the color of our hair, for example. They determine, you know, things of that nature. But the rest of the genes just sit there, and they don't do anything until you ask them to do something. So it's just like a computer program. You turn on the computer, you go to the program, you click on it, you ask it to do something, and it does it. What's happening today is we're asking the genes to do all the wrong things, and it's making us sick. But the bottom line is this: you control the genes. You tell them what to do, and you've got to learn how to tell them the right things. And one of the ways, for example, we just talked about pH earlier. When you change the pH of the cell, you change the instructions you give to the genes. So you see, here we're coming back to the biochemistry again. You change the biochemistry, you change the instructions to the genes. So they're the same genes, but they'll give you different results because you're giving them a different signal. So you have to understand, it's the signals that we're giving to the genes, and we do that with, you know, what we eat and even what we think. What you think actually has an effect on how the genes perform. And this, again, is all in my books. There's a whole chapter on the genetic pathway in each of my books, and it teaches you how to give your genes the correct instructions, how to protect them from damage, and how to repair them if they are damaged. And in this case, how to stay young, because genes have little ends on them. It's just like, you know, on the end of your shoelace, you have a little plastic thing that that holds the shoelace
together
and keeps it from... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, genes have the same thing. They have little shoelace things on them, too, to keep them from unraveling. And we call these things telomeres. Mm-hmm. And when the telomeres get short, the gene can unravel and the cell dies. So you want to keep your telomeres as long as possible, because if you do, you'll live a very long, healthy life. And in Never Feel Old Again, I talk about how to keep your telomeres long, how to keep them in good repair, how not to damage them. And this will give you a long, healthy life. So by keeping the genes from unraveling. So the genetic pathway is really a very important pathway, and we have enormous influence over it, because the genes run our lives, but we run the genes.
Okay, well, you know, the hour goes by too fast. I didn't get through half of my questions, but what would be, as usual, your final words of wisdom for our listeners?
I think that, you know, we have to understand that we have control over this. And that with a little bit of education, you can take control of your health. You can take control of your aging. You know, all of us, including myself, when I got sick, what did I do? I went to my doctor. And my doctors ended up almost killing me. That's why I almost died. They gave me drugs that poisoned my liver, and I almost died of liver failure. So we do this. We think that disease is something that just happens. Aging is something that just happens. And when we need help, we go to the doctor. And it's exactly the opposite. You have control over whether you get sick. You have control over whether you get old. And what you've got to do is educate yourself to know how to keep yourself healthy, how to keep yourself young. And that's precisely why I wrote this new book, Never Feel Old Again. It tells you all about how to do it. I can't recommend it too much. And if you go to beyondhealth.com, we have autographed copies there that you can buy, and it's available at Amazon and other places. Great book, and I advise you to read it.
I agree, most definitely it is. And thank you again, as usual, for a wonderful evening. You take care.
Thank you so much. Always a joy. You do a great job for your listeners. God bless.
Oh, same to you. Be well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bye-bye. It is now time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is barberry. My resource is Bonk and Bonk. And the parts used medicinally are the bark, berries, and roots. Some of the phytochemicals include berberine, beta-carotene, caffeic acid, lutein, quercetin, synaptic acid. Some of the nutrients include calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicon, zinc, vitamins B1, B2, B3, and C. According to Bonk and Bonk, it decreases heart rate, slows breathing, reduces bronchial constriction, kills bacteria on the skin, and stimulates intestinal movement. Caution should be taken not to use this during pregnancy. Okay, and now for our yoga asanas. Okay, I wanted to share some of the Sirsasana cycle asanas. So every day I'll do one or two of them. Tonight I'd like to do first Parsva Sirsasana. The trunk and legs lift and turn strongly. This is, from a Iyengar's way, considered a double symbol level posture. Be in Sirsasana. Keep the basic of the posture firm. Lift the upper arms and shoulders and stretch the legs. Exhale and turn to the right, taking the left side of the body forward and the right side back. Turn the rib cage, waist, hips, and legs. Compress the hips, thighs, and shins. Tuck the abdomen. Stay for from 15 to 20 seconds. Exhale evenly. Exhale and turn to the front, center the head and trunk, repeat from the other side on the left. Continue the cycle or exhale and come down. So again, you're in a headstand and it's like a trunk twist. Okay, the next posture is Paripta Ekka Pada Sirsasana. You're in Sirsasana. You stretch the hips up, take the left leg forward and right leg back. Keep the knees straight. Exhale and turn to the right. Keep the head and neck facing forward, the shoulders lifted. Keep the pubis pointing up. Make the heels strong and stretch the backs of the legs and the feet without disturbing the line of the legs. Stay for from 15 to 20 seconds, breathing evenly. Exhale, turn to the front, join the legs, repeat from the other side, changing the legs. Continue the cycle or exhale and come down. My suggestion is that you, if you are at that level, you stay in the Sirsasana and go on to each change or each posture change. Okay, and continue to breathe within each one. All right, folks, and each week we'll do another part of the cycle. Okay, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Psychologist, Parthenia Izzard, and Certified Natural Healthcare Practitioner here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, my live guest next week, October 1, 2013, will be Russ Whitney, author of Inner Voice. And at the end of that live program, we will discuss the herb bayberry and the asana, Sirsasana, you know, some more in the cycle, some more postures in the cycle. Check the website, www.amtherapies.com, to see who my rebroadcast guests will be next week, October 2 and 3, 2013. And again, that Inner Voice book deals with unlocking the purpose, your purpose and passion. Also next, in the following week, my live guest, October 8, 2013, will be Donna Stone, author of Healthy You. And with hers, it's 14 days to quick and permanent weight loss and a healthier, happier you. Use the link on my site, www.amtherapies.com, to listen to the program live on your computer or cell phone, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, they are aired, but you can access them through the archive at any time. They're aired 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Archived within minutes. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.